mics on? Hello.
Hey.
hey, what's up? Well, we're playing some music here. I'm Garrick. I'm Stag Hare, and I'm playing music here. I can't hear it, K Chung.
And I'm Sean Avishan, playing music on K Chung. My mom just texted me.
Hey, Sean's mom, get on the air.
Yeah,
listen
we're
to
on
us.
The air.
Like,
yeah, we're on.
Get off your phone and
we're
get on.
On right.
Yeah, if
now.
if you're not listening right now, just tune in.
Just tune in.
Online.
KChungRadio.org. Well, I guess you already know.
I don't know. Probably. I don't know if they know. Do I tell what songs I played? Do you want to know what songs I played? Silence. I hear no response.
What was the last
Give
one?
Us a call.
Like a Beef and Tomato Cat?
that song, yeah, it's a Beef and Tomato Cat. It's Mrs. Jinx.
Who's Mrs. Jinx?
I don't know. If anyone knows anything about Mrs. Jinx,
well, how'd you find the track?
On the internet.
Just
all of these
there?
Tracks are just tracks I pretty much found that were just cool. It's all on an album, Diving Loop. It's a cool album. That's the closing track of the album.
Diving Loop.
Yeah, Diving Loop. What did I play before that? Oh, I played the Sophie L, the B-side of BIP.
BIP.
Which I almost want to play BIP too, but... and then before that was the Silver Apples playing I Have Known Love. And I have.
You got some love.
I had a little love. What do you want to hear?
Yeah, tell us what you want to hear.
Is there really a number that people can call us?
No.
Oh man,
oh, there's no number.
Get on my text 801-660-8629. Oh, I might try to find the K-Chung chat room, but you can also just text me on my phone and tell me what's up. Or on my Instagram, stag_hair. Instagram.
Like the rabbit
com.
Hair.
Yeah, H-A-R-E, S-T-A-G-H-A-R-E. Sean, you going to play some songs?
Yeah, going to play some songs.
Sean's going to play.
Thank you.
It's great to be back with you. I am feeling well. Mind if I just sing? I'll start upon hearing the bell. Mommy's baking birthday bread and daddy's drink destroys his head and little distant cousin's asleep. And I'm a cool daddy-o. Cool daddy-o. Bubba's busy masturbating, sissy's sewing sweaters so her fine fiancé fits in the sheet. But I'm a cool daddy-o. Cool daddy-o. You should see my fancy outfit, you should see their eyes. Mommy's polishing pottery and daddy wins the lottery and grandma's little nephew's in bed. But I'm a cool daddy-o. Cool daddy-o. Bubba's luring Barbara and Sissy's in the shower shaving stubbles like her fiancé said. Cool daddy-o, that's me, yet I'm a cool daddy-o. I'm so debonair, but I don't care to stick around, so I'm getting out of here. Stay and daddy says to go away and little distant cousin woke up. I'm still a cool daddy-o. Everyone just settle down and listen to my song. Bubba's breaking broken shells. Sissy is proud of herself because her fiancé is choked up. Cool daddy-o. Just a cool daddy-o. But I'm a cool daddy-o. Cool daddy-o. I'm just a cool daddy-o. Cool daddy-o. Oh, God.
Is that all right?
No, let's do it again.
I want.
what's up. How's that going? That was Link Ray. It's a song called Riverbend. Mr. Garcia there on the pedal steel. What did we play before that? I don't know. RCV Moore. That was RCV Moore playing Cool Daddy-O and Yellow Magic Orchestra before that, with a song that I honestly am not sure the title of. It was kind of like stuck in with these other, I think Chaos Panic, that might be the name. I think it's from a film soundtrack, but it was, yeah, I'm not real confident on that one, but I do believe it was Yellow Magic Orchestra. Before that, Sean was playing music.
Weren't you, right, Sean? We heard some James Holden and Esprit and Ryuichi Sakamoto,
who was in Yellow Magic Orchestra. That was a correct, little fun segue. Another fun fact is that we just learned that Link Ray and was the inventor of the power chord, or at least the first mainstream artist, according to the internet,
to utilize
that power chord. So, thanks, Link.
Is that like plugging into an amp? Power chord, or what are we?
I think so. I mean, I always thought he was more of a guitarist or like rock and roll musician, but I guess everyone has like multiple hobbies. Like he dabbled in electrician work, which is cool. I mean, I think it probably took a while for that to come out into the open, because it doesn't really fit with the rock and roller image that he definitely had going for a while. You know, the grease hair, the leather, like you don't see that and then picture him like in a workshop with like, you know, the electrical gear out, like all night. How do I make this thing work? How do I get power from point A to point B? Well, he did it, man. So like right now we owe all our thanks to him. The fact that we are on the air right now with power is like, thank you, Link. So that song is a shout out to him, and just like, you know,
power.
I also want to say hi to the people who are listening. Who do we know that's listening? Sean's dad. Hey, Sean's dad. I'm pretty sure you're listening. Michael's listening. I know that.
I think my mom's listening too. Hey,
Cleo. Hey, Cleo. What's up? Yeah. If you want to give a shout out, you can text my phone 801-660-8629. I don't know. What's up? What's up? We're gonna play some more music, I guess. I think Sean's gonna play some music. I don't know. You figure it out.
brains, drop the bass.
So I'm getting text messages here that I stand totally corrected. Link Wray did not invent the power chord, as in a chord. It was actually, I guess they call that on the guitar also when you put the fingers down on it, on the, what is it called, the neck that you put on the guitar.
Yeah, it's like a bar chord. It's like a, except for that you're not playing the third.
You know, yeah. See, this is all way over my head. I thought that we were talking about
electrical,
which I thought was pretty badass, but I guess, you know, he's a rocker, and he still's a rocker.
It's still kind of badass.
Yeah.
In its own way.
I mean, but that's what you expect from a guitarist. You expect a guitarist to play guitar. You don't expect them to invent electrical equipment to play the
guitar
with.
I wouldn't expect that, necessarily.
Thank you, fans and listeners, for correcting that. What were you just listening to, Sean?
Last we just heard an Elite Gymnastics remix of Coral Revan. And before that, we heard Shampoo. And before that,
Shampoo.
Cardigans.
Cardigans. So you pick these songs mostly based on the title of the songs?
Yeah, pretty much.
Like Cardigans, like Shampoo.
You know, it's like I like shampoo in my hair. Sample I like the cardigans song on my body. I like
I could use some shampoo
gymnastics.
In my hair right now, I'll tell you that. Like, I could definitely use some shampoo in my hair. I'm going to play some techno music, I think.
Sounds good.
All right.
Yeah.
Hello, 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 hello.
We're at the end of our shift here.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
If you're still tuned in.
Yeah, and if you are happen to be in the Los Angeles area, we are playing a performance tomorrow night at the
Besant Lodge, which is in Beechwood Canyon.
Yeah, to come check it out. What, 8 o'clock? 7 o'clock? 8 o'clock?
7:30 to 10:30. And so that is Staghair and Ashan and Keone and Electric Soundbath.
$5. Hell yeah. Thanks, Chuck. Keone, whose show this is, letting us take over for a minute. It's been fun. And thanks for listening. We're going to play just a few last songs. Do you want to tell what those songs were, or are we just going to go?
Let's just go.
We're just going to go. I love you all. Be good out there.
Sure they can be mended. It's just a little. all the things we did today. Hear and laugh about our funny little ways while we have a few minutes to breathe. And I know that it's time you must leave, but darling, be home soon. I couldn't bear to wait an extra minute if you dawdle. My darling, be home soon. It's not just these few hours, but I've been waiting since I toddled for the great relief of having you to talk to. And now a quarter of my life is almost past. I think I come to see myself at last. And I see that the time spent confused was the time that I spent without you. And I feel myself in blue. So darling, be home soon. I couldn't bear to wait an extra minute if you don't. My darling, be home soon. It's not just these few hours, but I've been waiting since I toddled for the great relief of having you to talk to. Relief of having you to